I have not been to the training room yet, and I did not get a post-practice report from Pepper, so I do not have that information for you. Anthony Smith did not practice because of a groin medical situation. Excused for a personal. He had something personal he was dealing with today from a charitable event. Will Blackman was married this past weekend, so he'll be arriving back here tonight. Correct. Did not watch a whole lot of Nick today. I spent most of my time with the offense, but I know visiting with Nick over the weekend and visiting with our training staff, you know, we put him through the rehab workout session last week. They feel he's in good shape. Nick has always been a conditioned athlete for us. We've never had an issue there. So I feel like he's on top of the physical part of it. He has a good understanding of the transition from the verbiage change. So he has been spending time in this book. You could see that, but you know it's definitely a challenge because all those reps that he missed, he has to make that up, and we're confident that he'll get that done. I thought so. We talked twice throughout the weekend, so I feel like his heart and mind's in the right place, and he wants to play some football. Bring it all together. You know, the off-season program is always about gaining knowledge, getting your whole football team on the same page. Everybody throws that around the same page, note, but we had a new defense. We had a some new things on special teams. We feel the transition is over. Something we talked about as a football team this morning, and it's time to turn the page in the playbook. And it's not what we're doing, but how fast we're doing it. And I feel that we have reached that part in our off-season program. We concluded our installs last week in the OTAs, and it's vital that this week that the quality of work as a group improves. And we're throwing everything at them. It's really a correction period throughout the whole minicamp for everything that we've done over the course of the OTA. So if you watch the blitz period, there's blitzes in there from the first install to the ninth install, no different for the offense. So very game-like as far as the volume of information the player has to take from the classroom onto the practice field today. And that's always a good indicator of where your team is, the pulse of your football team is as far as, from a scheme standpoint. We practiced fast. I thought the tempo was outstanding. We were way in the plus category where we need to be. So conditioning of our team, I'm pleased with. A lot of positives. Everybody's excited throughout the league this time of year. I understand that. But this gives us a very good indicator of where we are as a football team these next 2 days. He's looked pretty comfortable throughout the month of June to me. I like what I see in Aaron Campman. Aaron has spent a lot of extra time, position coach. He seems comfortable out there in space and the things we're asking him to do. I think he's a much better athlete than people give him credit, making the change, as you can say, from defensive end to outside linebacker. So I expect Aaron to be very, very productive in this defense. Kevin brings experience of the position number one of a new defense. That's very important. Definitely has a credibility from a player's perspective of what he's done in this league. But as a new first year assistant coach, I've been impressed with what I've seen from Kevin. Kevin communicates very well with his fellow staff members. He communicates well with the players. Has shown a tremendous work ethic and. I think his coaching career is off to a very good start. Yeah, Sean is, he's been coaching special teams for quite some time. It's no different than when any coach goes from assistant coach to a coordinating position. He has an opportunity to impose his techniques, his scheme beliefs into his into his unit, and that's what he's done. And it, you'll see those changes. The players will see those changes schematically through all the phases. And he's completed his install, and it's been good to watch his drill work. You know, he's changed some things up the way we've done them in the past, and I like the way he commands the room. He has good relationships with the players. He coaches with a lot of energy, and they definitely respond to him. I think BJ's done a good job at the end position. His learning curve is probably a little higher than you would like. You always would like to take a rookie and establish him in one position, but that's not always the best case to get the young man on the field. So he's really trained in three positions. He's got the nose guard and also the tackle and the subgroups and the defensive end and the base group. So there's definitely been more learning for him. He's worked his way through it. He's a gifted young man. You can see why everybody was so high on him. His foot quickness and the leverage that he plays with, and his leg strength is definitely exceptional. So I think Mike Targovac's done a very good job so far with him, but it's something that he's definitely shown that he can handle. Well, Quinn, when you watch him play at LSU, when he hits you, he keeps moving forward. He's definitely has that lead blocking ability that you're definitely looking for in tight situations, whether it be short yards, goal line, or first and second down, of getting up and leading on those linebackers. So that's the first thing that jumps off you when you watch him on film. I can remember when Ted Thompson came back from his trip at LSU. He was very high on Quinn. It's no surprise that he's here today based on that conversation ever how many months ago. So more athletic than I would anticipate watching his college film. Bright-eyed kid, plays a lot of energy. He's learning from two very good veterans, guys that are very smart, that know the system inside and out. And he definitely brings a bigger man, some juice to that position, and that's going to be a very competitive position as we move forward through training camp.
What have you seen out of young receivers, and how hard is it
going to be for
those guys to not develop?
Well, it's a good group. I mean, you're talking about a receiver group that's the top of the National Football League the last couple of years. So it's a great opportunity for younger players to come in and learn from those guys. But more importantly, we go to training camp to compete with that group. I like what I see so far. You can go right down the line. They've all flashed. I will say that they all have shown the ability to play multiple positions, which is very important with our scheme. We play guys at all four positions inside and out. That's really the benefit we've had in game planning over the last 3 years here, and something that we'd like to continue to do. So I would definitely give pluses to all those guys. They're all improving. Done a good job in the weight room. I know Jimmy Robinson thinks you're doing a good job in the classroom. And, on the practice field, it's like the rest of those young guys. They just cannot get enough reps. Yes. Could be a leg. Could be a back. Could be an arm. So, yeah, he has a back injury. I'm not sure I'm exactly what you're asking me. Well, it's really more scheme things. I'd rather not get into that. But Nick Collins has played corner before here. You'll definitely see him have that ability. Jared Bush going from corner back there gives you flexibility. I mean, Charlie is another flexible defensive back. Patrick, you probably see him more inside nickel and with the corner. So it's the same thing that we talked about with the earlier question with BJ. It's giving your younger players an opportunity to get on the field. Now, we will play more defensive personnels here than we have in the past, and some of those things you're asking about probably fits in that category. Well, I think Tony Mole is definitely someone you always factor into competing for a starting position. Just look how much he's played since he's been here. Unfortunately, injuries are part of the game. Tony's done a very nice job at left tackle, and I think Tony has finally benefited from lining up and playing one position for, you know, a long period of time, meaning 5 or 6 weeks. But you know, Tony's like the rest of those guys. He's fighting for a position on our team, whether it be left tackle or going over and competing at right tackle. So it's just trying to get away from so many multiple cheers that we've had up front. It's definitely a plus. It's a benefit to train younger players like that because it gives you flexibility going from the 53 to the 45. But where we are in our program now from an offensive line standpoint, we are creating competition as much as we can across the line. Well, just from a pure quarterback standpoint, it's the same focus you have every year. You know, Aaron's not perfect. You break him down fundamentally, and there's things that you see over the course of the year. You go back and address, and you work those, you know, March, April, May, and when you have the individual time. Then you get into the group stuff and really just taking command of the offense at a higher level. There's changes on offense. Most of the change has been on defense, no double. We changed some things on offense, too, so giving Aaron and the quarterbacks the opportunity to get their hands on it first. They're the first ones to see the changes, you know, during the quarterback school, and then they're ahead of the game when the OTAs start. You know, have it there for a second time, and then, you know, by the time they get to training camp, they'll be on the third time from a mental standpoint. And the last aspect is from a leadership role, and that's something that has to develop on its own pace. And I think Aaron has done a very good job. I think he's a lot more mature. The way he handles, you know, himself in different spots, and he does a great job as bringing around the teammates, putting in the extra time. You see, I know the strength staff feels very good about his conditioning. He's done a great job in there. He's definitely put the time in, so that creates credibility, and I think it shows when he goes on the field. I think he's having a heck of a spring.
Last